You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. To celebrate their 125th anniversary, sight loss charity Southampton Sight have gathered members of their swimming group to complete 125 laps of their local pool. We're joined today by sight loss advisor Chris Gibson and swimmer Tom McInulty from Southampton Sight to learn more about the challenge and the charity. Hi, Tom and Chris. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi.
And all.
So, Chris, can you give us some background into Southampton Sight and the last 125 years?
Well, I can't say I've been here from the beginning. But yes, no, Southampton Sight was established all the way back in 1899. So we've been around the block a few times. We serve all the visually impaired community of Southampton. Though we don't exclude anybody, we will help anybody and everybody. I've literally helped people from as far afield as Edinburgh myself. We run many social groups. We have many activities. We do young visually impaired groups. We have working age groups. We have book clubs, the usual that a lot of local charities do. This event came about, obviously, because it is our 125th anniversary year. It's not just about fundraising or about raising awareness. It's also about pushing our members out of their comfort zone, so to speak. So we have the swimming group who are doing their amazing 125 length sponsored swim on the 18th of April. But we also have other members who will be abseiling down the Spinnaker Tower. We have a member who's doing a 25 kilometer walk. And we have a few other things up our sleeves that we're in the process of arranging throughout the year. We're trying to have one event per month to push our members to raise expectations of what it is to be sight impaired, not just for the wider society, but for the individual themselves. It's very easy to fall into the trap of feeling that sight loss is somehow a barrier to entry. But in reality, all we need is a bit of encouragement, motivation, adjustments here and there. And there's no reason why people can't live full and fulfilling lives. We are all about empowerment at Southampton Sight. And of course, we are here to support whenever needed. We give information, impartial advice and support wherever needed. We help with benefit advice. We help with benefit form fillings, those kind of things, you know, the bread and butter of any charity and any kind of support network. But ultimately, we want to empower people to be self-reliant, to be independent. And we wholly believe that there is no reason why you can't live a full and rewarding life the same as anybody else in society.
That sounds like such an exciting thing for all of your members to not only have a concrete reason to maybe fulfill a goal that they've been wanting to for a while for an organisation that they care about that has supported them, but also to know that sort of while they're preparing for these big challenges, their kind of peers and other people that they know well will also be taking on something really challenging.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we are heavily into peer support. As I mentioned, some of the social groupings that we have, particularly the young VI group, as we call them, all they ever want to be is to be seen as normal, in quotes, whatever normal may be for whatever day of the week we're talking about. You know, it's great in society at the moment that we herald difference. Difference has become a very positive thing. But for our younger VIs, often that difference can leave them feeling somewhat isolated or somewhat separated from society in which they find themselves. They want to feel as if they can do and act and behave exactly the same as anybody else their age, sighted or not. And that is exactly what we try to do. We empower them to be who they want to be, whatever way that is, whether that's purely by supporting them to do, like I say, the abseiling or the ultra walk or the swimming challenges, or, you know, we're looking at power boating later in the year. So we're going to get our members to literally drive a power boat across the Solent. It's all about making them feel that they can. It's all about making them feel that they don't have to sit back in life and have people do everything for them. As somebody who's severely sight impaired themselves, I know what it can be like to have people overly fussing, overly sheltering, overly protective. What we try to do is take away those safety blankets, if you like. We give people the means and the motivation to do it for themselves.
And I think that's the perfect time for us to head over to Tom, who is taking on one of these challenges as part of the swimming group. So, Tom, can you tell us why you joined the swimming group and how long you've been doing it for?
Yeah, the group started up about last May, so just coming up for a year now. And I just went along to see what it was like. I'm able to swim, but I haven't been swimming, lane swimming for years. And I haven't missed a session. When we first started, they had a fun pool there as well, which you could come down on the flume, and that was quite fun as well. And then we started doing the lane swimming, and now we just do the lane swimming. And I've just been amazed at how many lengths we can do now, because it's that freedom when you're in the water, just going up and down. Once you're in there, it's just great. And they've got a great big things at the side, so if you bump into it, you can feel it. And some of my friends can see it. So yeah, it's just been fantastic. So it's just been a great year, and I've renewed some friendships from some people I haven't seen for years, some other visually impaired people. So it's nice, and we catch up and we meet outside the group now for coffee and things like that. So yeah, I'm looking forward to the challenge. Bring it on. There's quite a few of us getting involved. So we're a bit nervous about it, because it's quite a lot of lengths, 125, and there's four of us doing it. We'll give it our best shot.
You said that you'd sort of hadn't been lane swimming for quite a long time. Were you nervous about getting back into it?
Yeah, I was certainly nervous at the beginning, because I mean, I didn't even know how to get there for the start. So now I've been quite a few times. I've get to know my way around. I feel more comfortable with that. The staff are fantastic with my guide dog. They look after Toby in the reception area. So he's a part-time receptionist now. So he goes in there and they make a fuss of him. And I say, gradually now, I know my way around. I feel more confident where the changing rooms are, etc.
And I guess the nice thing about swimming is it can be quite a social thing. If you, as you're taking a break between laps, you can have a chat, or it can be sort of focusing on doing something alone. It's a bit of headspace.
We all have a chat in between. I've taught them all the Scottish word for chat, which is blethering. And so, yeah, we have a chat in between, and we encourage each other as well. You know, we ask how many lengths you've done. So, yeah, so maybe I feel a bit chesty. It's okay. Well, you know, you'll be all right. Just do as much as you can. And then we meet for other groups as well. We go and do archery, canoeing, you know, axe throwing, other different things that we get involved in with Southampton Site. And I mean, I've been a trustee there for 30 years. And I remember when I first lost my sight 40 years ago, they were very supportive to me. And that's why I'm proud to be a trustee there.
Have you sort of all prepared any ways you're going to motivate each other, or do you have a good snack planned afterwards as sort of your
No,
reward?
we just encourage each other, and we're going to take it over. You know, we normally are there for an hour, but we booked a pool for 3 hours. So we're going to take our time and just be there for each other, really, and just pace ourselves rather than try to do too much too soon in the hour. So over the 3 hours, we hope to do that. And yeah, it should be good.
And why would you encourage other blind and partially sighted people to consider swimming as a good way to kind of make friends and get active?
I mean, all sport and activity is really good for visually impaired people. I mean, I've done the marathon a couple of times with a running buddy. So yeah, like Chris said earlier, visually impaired people can do lots of different things, but maybe just slightly differently. But with the swimming, you're just going up and down, so it's easy to get the hang of it. And yeah, we just enjoy it, and we have a couple of lanes, and we've got one side and come back the other. So yeah, it works. It works really well.
And where can people keep up to date with how the swim goes and donate to raise money for Southampton Site?
Yes, Southampton Site will be promoting it on their Facebook page, and we're also putting on our individual Facebook pages and promoting it that way. So there's lots of people who have been supporting us already, but I know there's lots of others who's going to support us on the day as well.
We also have a Just Giving page, so people can go do a search for Southampton Site. The sponsored swim should pop up along with a few of the other events that we've mentioned that other people are doing along the way. I think you guys are already past £700 at the moment, so it's going very, very well.
Yeah, it was 740 when I looked at it this morning, checked out there. So that was good. And we're aiming for 1,000, and I'm sure we'll get there with a bit of luck. And thanks to everybody that's supporting us.
Well, thank you so much, Tom McInulty and Chris Gibson from Southampton Site, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio, and good luck for your 125 lengths.
Thank you
Thank you
very
very
much, and
much.
thanks for taking an interest as well. That's very kind of you.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.